Welcome to Braves Field in Boston, for the game between the St. Louis Cardinals and the Boston Braves. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Luke Lein. Batting second. The center fielder, Harry Walker. Batting third. The right fielder, Stan Musial. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ray Sanders. Batting fifth. The catcher, Ken O'Day. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Debs Garms. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Johnny Hop. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Marty Marion. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Harry Brachin. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Harry Brachin. For the Boston Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Tommy Holmes. Batting second. The second baseman, Connie Ryan. Batting third. The right fielder, Chuck Workman. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Butch Niemann. Batting fifth. The catcher, Phil Massey. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Kirby Farrell. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Whitey Wiedelman. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Heinie Helzel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Nate Andrews. Pitching for the Boston Braves, Nate Andrews. And now, play ball. Luke Lein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lein hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wiedelman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker bunts towards the mound. Andrews fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial hits a fly ball into center field. Holmes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes bunts towards the right side of the infield. Klein fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Connie Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan hits a fly ball into left field. Hop settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Workman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Workman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sanders fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Butch Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann hits a fly ball into right field. Musial settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ray Sanders is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanders hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Ryan reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wiedelman scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey hits a pop-up towards short. Marion settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kirby Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brachin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Whitey Wiedelman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiedelman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garms fields it and throws to first for the out. Farrell moves to second. Two outs. Heinie Helzel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helzel is walked intentionally. Nate Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Johnny Hop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hop hits a fly ball into center field. Home settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty Marion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marion hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harry Burchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burchin bunts towards the mound. Andrews fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Luke Kline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kline is 0 for 1 in the game. Kline hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Holmes hits a pop-up towards short. Marion settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Connie Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 0 for 1 in the game. Ryan hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Sanders settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Workman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Workman is 0 for 1 in the game. Workman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kline settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Harry Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker bunts towards first. Farrell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Walker for the out. One out. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 0 for 1 in the game. Musial hits a fly ball into center field. Holmes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Sanders is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanders is 0 for 1 in the game. Sanders hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Andrews fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Butch Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0 for 1 in the game. Niemann hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 0 for 1 in the game. Massey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Burchin fields it and throws to first for the out. Niemann moves to second. One out. Kirby Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Burchin fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Whitey Wiedelman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiedelman is 0 for 1 in the game. Wiedelman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Sanders settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. O'Day hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wiedelman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms is 0-for-1 in the game. Garms hits a ball on the ground towards third. Heltzel fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Hop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hop is 0-for-1 in the game. Hop hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Marty Marion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marion is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Marion strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Heinie Heltzel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heltzel is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Heltzel hits a fly ball into right field. Mutual settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nate Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-for-1 in the game. Andrews hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Holmes hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sanders fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Harry Burchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burchin is 0-for-1 in the game. Burchin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lou Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0-for-2 in the game. Klein bunts towards first. Farrell fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Harry Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-2 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Farrell fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 0-for-2 in the game. Musial hits a ball on the ground towards third. Heltzel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Walker moves to second. Ray Sanders is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanders is 0-for-2 in the game. Sanders hits a fly ball into right field. Workman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Connie Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 0-for-2 in the game. Ryan takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Workman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Workman is 0-for-2 in the game. Workman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ryan moves to second. Butch Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Niemann bunts towards the mound. Burchin fields it and throws to third for the out. Workman moves to second. One out. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 0-for-2 in the game. Massey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Marion misplays the ball. That's an error on Marion. Workman moves to third. Niemann moves to second. Kirby Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Klein fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. O'Day hits a line drive towards the mound. Andrews reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms is 0-for-2 in the game. Garms hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Hop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hop is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hop takes first base on ball 4. Garms moves to second. Marty Marion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marion is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Marion hits a fly ball into left field. Neiman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Burchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burchin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Burchin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Whitey Wiedelman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiedelman is 0-for-2 in the game. Wiedelman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Marion scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Heinie Heltzel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heltzel is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Heltzel hits a pop-up towards short. Marion settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nate Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards short. Marion scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Luke Kline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kline is 0-for-3 in the game. Kline hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Massey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-3 in the game. Walker hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Workman. Walker reaches second base with a double. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Musial is walked intentionally. Ray Sanders is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanders is 0-for-3 in the game. Sanders hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wiedelman fields it and throws to second for the out. Walker moves to third. Two outs. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. O'Day hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ryan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Holmes hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Garms settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Connie Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Ryan hits a fly ball into right field. Musial settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Workman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Workman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Workman hits a fly ball into right field. Musial settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Garms hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ryan misplays the ball. That's an error on Ryan. Johnny Hop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hop is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hop hits a fly ball into left field. Neiman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty Marion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marion is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Marion hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Burchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burchin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Burchin hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Holmes. Burchin reaches second base with a double. Garms goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Cardinals. Lou Kline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kline is 0-for-4 in the game. Kline hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Burchin scores. Kline moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Cardinals. Harry Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Walker takes first base on ball 4. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Musial hits a ball on the ground towards third. Heltzel fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Walker moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Butch Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Niemann hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. O'Day settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 0-for-3 in the game. Massey hits a fly ball into left field. Hop settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kirby Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Farrell hits a fly ball into left field. Hop settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Cardinals, 2, and Boston Braves, 0. Goodbye from Braves Field in Boston.